This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast titled The 2007 Ozark UFO Conference. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of details on this because basically this is just a podcast, and I was actually doing a write-up for the UFO Forum. I've already did a write-up for my blog, but that was just a quick one. I'm seeing what if I can add some links and stuff for the write-up for the forum, but I just thought I'd do a podcast real quick and tune you guys in on some of the fun stuff that went on. You know, this won't be a large overview. It'll just be an overview. I'd like to start out by saying that if you ever feel that you're losing your mind, that you're going crazy, that you're finally just going to up and snap and get carried away in a white suit with sleeves that tie in the back, go to a UFO conference. I walked out of there realizing I'm probably the sanest person in this state. Man, I can't believe how great of a grasp I have on reality after seeing those folks. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to put anybody down here. Now, you know, just though when you walk through the halls and there's people doing power healings by grabbing other people and staring in their eyes, and you know, there's people going around checking for listening devices in the electrical outlets and some of the conversations you overhear, man, I have a solid grasp on reality. Oh, but where to begin? Where to begin? Well, the 2007 Ozark UFO Conference took place in a beautiful little tourist trap called Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The same weekend that they scheduled the UFO conference, they also had a bikers rally. So the people who weren't wearing aliens were wearing black leather and chains. The place looked more like San Francisco than the Ozark Mountains. Let's see, what else? It was actually a really good conference. It really was. It started out with a little miracle for me. The hotel that it's called the Ozark at the Inn of Ozarks, where the conference is held, has been sold out for months. I mean, this thing is always sold out. And I showed up and I got there and I figured I'd register for the conference and then I'd go check around town to where I'd find a hotel room. But just on a lark, I stopped and checked at the front desk and walked up there. I said, "Have you got a room?" And the guy behind the counter looked at me and said, "We just had a king suite come open." Oh, yes! And I was grabbing for my wallet so fast. Oh, but the conference was great. Let's see, it started out, the first speaker was Sam Maranto, who is the Illinois director of MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. And he started out at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And let me tell you something, that man can speak. He put on a show that was awesome. But when his 90 minutes was up, I was ready to sign up and go out looking for UFOs. He sold me on it, and I'm not that big on UFOs. I've never seen one, you know. By God, when Sam Maranto got through with his speech, I was ready to sign up. Show me, I'll go investigate any of them, you know. When Sam Maranto started, since it's in Illinois, he started talking about the O'Hare UFO. First thing he did was played an interview with Springer. See, I'm on vacation. ATS is following me. They're everywhere. Sam Maranto talked about AboveTopSecret.com. He gave the site a pretty good plug. Let's see, what else? You know, he also talked about the Tilly lights he put on a display. I think as the first speaker, he set the bar too high. Because afterward, when his 90 minutes was up and we went on a break and I was working the crowd, asking people what they thought, you know, and everybody said, you know, that if all the speakers are as good as he is, it's going to be one awesome weekend. Man, the next speaker, his name was Jim Sparks. He come out there 15 minutes into his speech, I jotted down on my notepad, I have no idea what this guy is talking about. Now, in all fairness, Jim seems fairly new. You know, he had his first book published this year, so maybe he just needs a little spit and polish, and I'm sure he'll get it over time, but man, when his 90 minutes was up, I had a headache. Let's see, boy, he had some strange things to say, too. You know, like he said, the good news is that mankind does survive the coming tribulations, and 200 of us will survive, and those 200 will be immortal. And I was sitting there thinking, that's the good news? Damn, it's a good thing you're not a gloomy Gus. Anyway, what else? There were several speakers. I'm writing it all up. By Friday night at 8 p.m., the speaker came on, Nancy Talbot. She's doing research. She's actually a really intelligent woman. She flies around the world doing research on crop circles. And I tried. I tried, people. I honestly tried. I mean, it was 9 o'clock and my mind had really begun to wander. You know, I always wondered where the closest bar was. You can only look at so many broken soybean stems. You can only look at so many round circles and how the grass is, or the corn is laid down, or the soybeans laid down, or the milo is laid down, you know, and four. Okay, I don't want to see no more. And I left at 9 o'clock instead of, you know, her speech was over at 9:30. I went ahead and left at 9 because, I mean, I don't think I can take any more. And the convention center didn't have a bar; it did have a giant pot of coffee, like some kind of damned AA meeting. That didn't help. Hell, I went back to my room and went to bed. Let's see, Saturday morning, ooh, that started out with a strange one. I'm going to try and find one of his tapes. He played this tape, it was channeled back in the late 50s from some aliens. The alien doing the channeling was named Monka, and he gave us a tour of the solar system. Man, the guy talked like Tiny Tim as he tiptoed through the solar system. First, we're going to start at Mercury. Mercury is a planet for experimentation and research. I'm going, oh God, this is starting out good, you know. And let's see, Joe Lules gave a good presentation, but it wasn't about UFOs. I kept wanting to move the guy over to BTS, Spirit, Faith and Spirituality. I mean, he gave 90-minute speak on spirituality. He talked about the Last Supper, you know, and put up pictures of the Last Supper and all this, and went through it as if, you know, Dan Brown and the Da Vinci Code didn't exist. He put it up there like it was his own. Sitting there going, man, didn't you see the movie? But it was on spirituality, and I enjoyed it because it's a favorite topic of mine anyway. But still, it was the wrong forum. But, you know, I enjoyed it. The next speaker up was right after lunch, or a later speaker. His name is Richard Dolan. He wrote his speech is about revolution from above, the results of UFO secrecy. And this man was awesome. I sat there riveted. I couldn't even take notes. And his presentation started and just kept building and building and building. I was getting there going, damn! You know, I mean, this guy has got all kinds of credentials and everything. I'm talking about degrees and stuff like that. Not really credentials in the UFO community, except a book on the subject. His next book's about to come out. And when his speech was over, or when his presentation was over, we went outside. I walked out into the lobby, and he had run ahead and got out there and got to his table where he had boxes of his book sitting beside the table. And people had already lined up all the way through the lobby and out the door to buy his book. And he's sitting there at the table, and he'd grab one of his books, sign it, hand it to him, and stick a wad of cash in his pocket. He'd grab another book, sign it, hand it to him, and stick a wad of cash in his pocket. And I'm sitting there, and I realize, you know, I'm the only son of a bitch in this place that didn't sell the book. I'm going to change that. I'm going to write me a book, and next year I'm going to be sticking that money in my pocket. I mean, I would have got in line to buy one of his books, to buy his latest book, but my God, the line was so far out the door. No, I didn't want to wait in line. I hate waiting in line. Another speaker that came up right after Richard Dolan was Linda Moulton Howe. She runs, what is it, Earth Files, the website Earth Files. And, you know, she's won an Emmy. She's a fairly popular woman. At least everybody had really built her up. And I think she suffered the same fate as the second speaker who come on after Maranto, because he was a letdown, she was a letdown. Everybody had built her up. Everybody, oh, Linda Moulton Howe's got the greatest presentation and everything. And I got really built up. Richard Dolan come on. Man, I was hyped up. She come on, it was like, let all the air out of the bubble. But, you know, she's an intelligent woman. I think next year she needs to come on after somebody like Wendell Stevens, who had the tapes from Tiny Tim doing Tiptoeing Through the Tulips or Tiptoeing Through the Galaxy. Anyway, the place was a lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to visit a UFO conference, I would say go for it. You know, it's got its ups, it's got its downs. You've got some speakers that don't make sense, and, well, actually, I worry about a couple of the sanity of a couple of them. But, man, when those good speakers get up there and they start hitting those numbers and you're sitting there going, damn, trying to take notes and you can't even take notes. Oh, when it worked great. When it didn't work, well, it was amusing anyway. Yes, my faith in my sanity was restored after that little trip. Let me see what else. It's going to be a couple of days before I have this write-up. Hell, I'm still recovering. I did go ahead and put a copy in my blog, as I said, but that's just because it was, you know, I just did a quick write-up on it for that purpose. But Springer, since you did an interview with Sam Maranto, if he's a friend of yours, you need to tell him he doesn't, if he's going to set the bar that high, he needs to come on later in the show, like on Saturday afternoon, because he was the first speaker on Friday. And after that, man, those people had something to live up to. I mean, Sam Maranto put on one hell of a presentation. Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm still around, that I'm out enjoying myself, that UFO conferences are a lot of fun. Man, I'm glad I robbed my piggy bank, because I bought so many t-shirts and sweatshirts and bumper stickers. Oh, and like I said, next year, I don't know what it's going to be about, but I'm going to have me a book. Next year at the conference, I'm going to be the one sitting there signing and stuffing money in my pocket. Okay. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopee.